Hello, this is Len Tengis welcoming you to the iPodcast AGCMO Weekly Podcast. In each episode, we'll feature information about a contractor, specialty contractor, supplier, contracting agency, owner, or legislative or regulatory issue pertinent to the construction industry in Missouri. We'll feature industry professionals and other construction industry representatives to help our listeners stay up to date with current and future trends in construction. So here we go. Welcome back to iPodcast AGCMO. Our guest today is our 2024 Chairman of the Board for AGC of Missouri, Kyle Phillips. Kyle, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Kyle, you are with Herzog.
That's right.
What the heck do you do at Herzog? What's your official title and what's your role there?
Yeah, I'm our Senior Vice President of the Heavy Highway Division. At Herzog, we started as a heavy highway contractor in 1969, and we've always maintained that division of our company. We've grown into a lot of rail and transit oriented work.
But so you do highway, rail,
yeah. Asphalt paving.
And you did the streetcar in Kansas City. You do a lot of other rail work, but you're more on the highway side.
I am. Yes, that's right. And most of that is asphalt paving.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
And that's mostly in Missouri, or
Missouri, northeast Kansas. We've had those operations in Texas and New Mexico, some in Oklahoma at times, and I guess more recently, but not today, we had three asphalt plants in the Turks and Caicos Islands for the mid-2000s and through the 2010s.
So how did you get hooked up with Herzog? How did you end up where you are today?
Well, so my father worked at Herzog back when I was a kid. You know, when I went to school, it really wasn't my intention to go into construction. Really, I went to the University of Missouri. I was pre-med. I was studying chemistry, and I think pretty early I realized, you know, that wasn't really for me. I did get a degree in chemistry, but I kind of reworked my class schedules and did a bunch of engineering studies at the same time.
I'm guessing the chemistry degree helps you a little bit with asphalt
work.
Well,
yeah, I mean, you know, I understand some things that go on in the lab, I guess. I was set to graduate, and I had worked for Herzog in the summers in college. So I had gotten started on a railroad tie replacement project, driving spikes my first day on the job, and so I'd been exposed to what we do. And then when I graduated, it was pretty easy just to roll right back into a job. I was working for our rail services group that works with the Class 1 railroads and was traveling with a lot of our specialized equipment after I graduated. And then opportunities opened up just kind of like they do, and I took advantage of working for Arnold Shipp, who is basically served as one of the mentors that I had, one of the several mentors I had at Herzog. And so, and the rest is kind of history. Just kept doing the highway thing and ended up taking his role.
Okay. So it worked your way up through the company.
That's right. Yep.
Now you've been involved with a lot of different things. And when you're at Herzog, what are sort of the concerns that you all have about where the industry is currently, or what direction do you see for looking forward where Herzog is going? What are some barriers or hurdles that you're looking at going forward?
I mean, I guess we all talk about this. I mean, I've heard it a bunch here just being at the convention this week. Workforce. The companies that figure it out in a way are going to be in a better position in terms of manpower probably than those that aren't addressing that. So we've been making we've transitioned. Stan Herzog passed away in 2019, so we've been transitioning essentially to kind of our third generation of ownership. And so we're investing a lot of time in our culture, who we are, and talking about it inside the company. And so I think, we're doing things to that we think will help us in that arena. But I see workforce it continues to be a struggle. I think that we have in the industry in general, you know, people that have left the industry in terms of during some of the down years in construction, people, the recession of, I guess it was probably 2008 and that period of time.
And COVID hurt a lot.
And COVID hurt too, you know, as a subsequent. But, you know, AGC did a great job in keeping construction essential through all that. So I wouldn't say we struggled during COVID as much. I mean, industry probably did, they did. But I think that there were just a lot of people in the last 10, 15 years that have left construction. And so we're replacing a workforce, and we have an aging workforce.
And you mentioned that you have a lot of vacancies right now at Herzog.
Well, so yeah, we do have a lot of vacancies. We're trying to fill positions at almost every level across the country, across a lot of projects, across our transit operations. It's kind of everywhere.
Now, Kyle, you're a busy guy with your role at Herzog. Why do you take the time to be involved with AGC, both at the state level, and I know you're also very involved at the national level, so why do you take that time to dedicate to AGC?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the very first things Bill Herzog did when he founded Herzog in 1969 was join the AGC. He knew the value proposition of the association from his prior years. We've always been active. It's an honor. He's a past chair of AGC in Missouri, and so it's been an honor to kind of do the same things that he did. And of course, our CEO, Al Landis, not our current CEO, but he's our past CEO. He's past AGC of America president. And so we've just always had just been engaged and see the value of the things that AGC's doing and that we can contribute and be a part of that and help shape where the industry goes.
And I'm guessing you're seeing that value on the workforce side, on the regulatory side, on funding side, all those sorts of things.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything from how we watch as members and then, of course, watching staff, you know, go to Capitol Hill, go to the Capitol here in Jefferson City. It's that. It's our efforts on workforce. It's watching AGC engaging even in legal issues across the country that advocate, you know, that support our industry. So yeah, it's all those things.
So where do you see the industry going on these issues over the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, of course, yesterday here at the convention, we got to hear from Jeff Shove, who's the new CEO for AGC of America. And I guess there's never a shortage of bad ideas.
That's true.
So as far as where we're going, I mean, I think we have to be on our game and watching for those bad ideas, supporting the good ones, and then also just doing what we do, and that's execute on our projects. It's important to do quality work for our owners, and I mean, I think everybody wants that, and to do them safely. But there's a lot of things that come at us regulatory wise. There's a lot of things that come at us legislative wise that we just have to be on guard for a lot of things and speak about the things we know are important and right. And I think that's how we move the industry forward.
And I guess what I hear from our members is a lot of the value of AGC comes from being able to sort of be ahead of the issues on a lot of these things, that you are informed ahead of time and minimize the surprises.
Well, right. Yeah, no, and I see that in the state of Missouri, and I see it nationally, just watching staff be on point on a lot of issues. And then obviously the support of all the members of the association, you know, they have relationships too. And when they share where they had a conversation with, you know, so-and-so state rep, and they're conveying the same message that as an association we're trying to do, I think it's just it's an effort that involves us all.
So being around similar-minded people, similar concerns.
Right, absolutely. And so it seems to advance where we're able to take a message when the association and our members are advocating for, you know, the same direction.
So what sort of message would you like to give to folks who are listening to this podcast and learn about Kyle Phillips for the first time in your involvement with AGC of Missouri and AGC of America? What's your message to them?
I would say that, I mean, gosh, there's so many, that's a very, that has a lot of layers, Lynn. There's everything from the individuals that my wife and I have met through AGC that we've come to just know and love, that we get to see if we go to a national event, to all the things we get to work on together. As far as all those layers, you know, there's just that networking piece. There's that where you can build those relationships that can help expand your business. There's, like I mentioned before, the friendships that come out of that. But then the issues that we know, we advocate together, basically. And, you know, so all the, we don't always agree. Not, you know, it's hard to, but there's a lot of things that, like we've talked about, there's no shortage of bad ideas. So AGC has always got antenna up on those issues, and we're informing our board, we're informing our members, and so I think it's just a great way to stay connected. I know my first highway letting that was down in Jefferson City, my first engagement with AGC was a cocktail party prior to the night before the highway letting, and you walk into a room and you go, wow, I don't know anybody. And then, you know, you kind of stay, and then you start to realize, well, you know, it's those connections. We talked about connections. It's those connections that you're able to call somebody. I'm just thinking of a situation last summer. We had an issue with a piece of equipment that was kind of critical to an operation we were doing, and it went down. And, of course, equipment and all those things have been pretty hard. Even rentals have been hard post-COVID, and getting new equipment takes a really long time. And we had a piece go down, and, you know, within about three or four phone calls, we'd found what we needed. It was an AGC member company, sent it up, had it up within a day or two, and we're back to going. And so those relationships, you can't put a value on the people you come to know, come to be friends with, and then what they're doing, willing to do to help you. And we've done the same thing. You know, somebody calls looking for, you know, and it's one thing if it's not a piece you're using and you can help, you know, but we've done the exact same thing. And I don't know that would exist without those relationships that you build.
You can take your money, you can take your car, you can take your house. At the end of the day, it's your relationships that are the most valuable thing you own.
They are. And, you know, I think about that. You know, I just came off of the AGC of America board. I've spent a total of 3 years on that board. And I think about, you know, the AGC of America convention and even the convention here. And I think about, I don't like to think about it, but I think about that day in the far off, but not so far off future where I retire someday. And I'm like, well, I come back to this, because I watch people that have retired from the industry come back. And I'm like, well, yeah, as long as there's still people here that I want to, you know, that want to see again, I'm going to. And so, you know, there's, I've always thought of myself as young, but the older I get, I realize that day will come. And it's just funny, because as we've known people that retire, it's, and things like that, this is one of the places we get to see them, because we don't really lose track of those people too, you know, very much.
Well, the A in our acronym does stand for associated. So right. Certainly those associations mean everything.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kyle, thank you so much. Thanks for volunteering to be our chair of the board this year, and everything you give back to the industry to help our folks. So really appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, been my pleasure. Thanks, Lynn.
Thanks again for listening. It's easy to subscribe to iPodcast AGCMO on almost any podcast platform that you use. We hope you do subscribe and continue to listen as we move forward with this important project for the construction industry. To access our prior podcasts, visit www.agcmo.org, not only for podcasts, but for additional information about AGC of Missouri.